Alrighty, deep stretch of Vikings game plan. Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com, kind enough to stick around. From the film room, we go to the Verizon winning formula. We took a look at some New Orleans Saints offense and defense, and also a Vikings offensive play. Now let's put all that together. Think about what John Sullivan told us earlier. Think about what we saw with Mike Zimmer, and try to put all of the potential distractions to the side and beat the New Orleans Saints. What is the winning formula? Let's begin with the Vikings offense versus the Saints defense.
I think the winning formula is to clean it up. Clean up the penalties and clean up the turnovers. Paul, you and I and Vikings fans know how difficult it is to play in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. We remember the 2009 NFC title game. The crowd noise there was unbelievable. So you have to anticipate that's going to happen again here in this game, and you have to be disciplined on offense, not jumping off sides, no procedural penalties, don't shoot yourself in the foot. I think the Vikings can clean up those mistakes, run the ball a little bit, and then strike through the air in the passing game, attack some of the linebackers in coverage, attack some of the secondary players, stay away from those dangerous safeties.
Yep.
I think the Vikings offense has a chance in this game, but it all starts with eliminating some of those mistakes, namely the turnovers.
And with the New Orleans Saints defense, I think Coach Zimmer was right with what he said earlier in the show. And guess what? The New Orleans Saints at 0-2 at home, they're going to be better than they were in Cleveland and at Atlanta. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the talent immediately is going to be upgraded. They'll be more excitable, and they'll probably be a little tighter than we've seen, but they do have some holes in that secondary.
They do, and I think you just have to withstand the charge. I mean, at some point in this game, the Saints are going to charge, whether it's right away off of the energy of the crowd or whether it's in the middle of the game when they kind of have their second win.
Yep.
If the Vikings can withstand that charge and stay in the game, because of our offensive playmakers and the way our defense has played early in the season, preseason and in the regular season, I think that we can be in this game late as long as we withstand that charge.
Now, the Saints will be without running back Mark Ingram. He's out, but still plenty of Jimmy Graham, probably the best overall tight end in the NFL. He had 10 catches last week, a couple of TDs. He's a handful.
He is, and he's a handful because Drew Brees knows how to get him the ball. And sometimes the way to get his receivers the ball, whether it's Jimmy Graham or Brandon Cooks or Colston, is he holds on to it until the last possible second. He's not afraid to stand in the pocket and get hit, but make the throw right before he gets hit. So to me, on defense, the winning formula is pass rush. I think those guys, Tom Johnson, a reserve defensive tackle for us who has a sack, 5 of 6 games as a Viking, I think he's got to get after the quarterback. Everson Griffin, Brian Robinson off the edge. Drew Brees is going to give you an extra count or two to get to him, and the Vikings have to close there, because if they can pressure Drew Brees and get him off his spot, Vikings defense is going to have a chance. Maybe Captain Munnerlin or Harrison Smith can jump a route and take one back to the end zone. Drew Brees has a pick six thrown already this season. Harrison Smith brought one back for us. I'd like to see another one.
Now on special teams coordinator Mike Prefer is back. That may be underrated by some into this game. It's not underrated by the winning formula tandem. Quite honestly, the Vikings punt coverage in the New England Patriots game was rather unacceptable. They had a field goal blocked. It led to a touchdown. Cordero Patterson has not been able to bust loose yet. We definitely need some help on special teams.
We do, and I think you have to be opportunistic on special teams. You know, I think every time you get the ball, Cordero Patterson and Marcus Sherrills have to be calculated. When is the right time to take a chance?
Yeah.
Cordero wants to do it every single time. I understand that. But Marcus Sherrills has to be disciplined in when he wants to take a chance on punt return. And because Mike Prefer and our special teams blocking units are so sound, I mean, we had the number one kickoff return group last year, number two punt return group last year. It's really not about the opponent. We can take advantage of any opponent, no matter the caliber. It's about being calculated and taking shots when it's the right time to take a shot. I think that's the key. That's the winning formula for special teams, is be opportunistic. When you have a chance to make a big play, we got to make it. And that starts with Cordero Patterson and Marcus Sherrills.
Good job with Wobby, not only with the winning formula, but in the film room. And we thank everybody for watching Vikings Game Plan. Hopefully the Vikings can get a victory today, and we head into the home game next week against Atlanta, 2-1. On behalf of all of us here at the Vikings Entertainment Network and from the Xfinity Studios, that's Vikings Game Plan, I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching.